Phil.
Hi, I'm Mark.
Welcome to Organized Fun, the board game podcast, where this week we've got another country bait. We're trying to entice listeners from Andorra today, which is a tiny little country. It's the sixth smallest state in Europe, and it's sort of between France and Spain, that sort of area. Got no business, had no new listening territories. We still haven't got Afghanistan or Albania. Come on, guys.
No. Come on.
So let's stick to our usual format. Did you find any traditional games, entertainment from the country of Andorra?
No, I didn't.
None at all.
Well, I mean, not originating from Andorra.
No.
I mean, did you have a look? I mean, I'm only going on like
found
Googling.
A cool tourist thing. It's not really a game, but it sounds really cool. And if I went to Andorra, I would definitely do it. But it's called Escape Land, and it's like a whole countrywide escape room thing. So there's seven like parishes, counties, whatever, regions of the country, and each one has its own little puzzle, and you get a little passport and you go around and you do each puzzle, and it's designed to like get you to tour the country and go see all the main bits. And then you get all these stamps on your passport, and once you've got them all, then you do the final like Andorra escape challenge. It's like a whole countrywide escape room, which I think sounds amazing.
Yeah, countrywide or like a theme park?
No, countrywide. Like you go around the tourist offices of the different regions of the... But it's the sixth smallest country in Europe. It's fine. You can do it in like, I don't know, a day or two, surely. Andorra, tiny, isn't it?
No, I couldn't find anything. I found an article on like the games industry of Andorra. It says it's doing quite well. It's going up.
It has its own game industry.
Well, I think it means that importing games from other places. Right. I couldn't see any evidence of original games made in Andorra, which I'm sure there is somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then my other search, it came up with, well, there was a stamp and it said children playing games in Andorra, and it was the handkerchief game. And it's just some little kids with a handkerchief, which I tried to look into what the handkerchief game was, but I couldn't find.
Could be anything.
Actually anything. Well, there was one, and I'm not sure if it's Andorra, might have been somewhere else, then on YouTube.
Yeah.
When I was looking into the handkerchief game. It's like a kid's sort of play school thing.
Is it like
so
tag?
What I can tell is...
Is it like tag or something?
Yeah. So you sit in a circle and then somebody walks around the outside of the circle with a handkerchief, and they drop the handkerchief in behind that person, and then that person has to get up and run round the circle back to their spot without the person, the other one catching them.
Oh, like Duck Duck Goose.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not saying that's original to Andorra.
No.
And I'm sure they wouldn't want to own that one anyway.
No.
That can't be the only game that comes out of your country.
Sorry, no.
No, nothing board game wise, no card game. I look for card games. I can't find any original card games coming out for Andorra. Maybe they're just not that creative in terms of the games.
Maybe because, I mean, like, I know I've mentioned this before, but they're the sixth smallest state in Europe. Like, and they're so close to Spain and France. Maybe they just absorb a lot of Spanish and French stuff. I mean, their main language is Catalan, which is a Spanish dialect. Maybe they just absorb that.
Catalan? Isn't that the name of a game?
No, that's Catan.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
Catalan is the language of the Spanish region of Catalonia, so...
Well, yeah, it's a bit of a shame. Well, we're not going to get anyone from Andorra listening now, are we? Telling them that they haven't got any interesting games.
I know, absolutely. Well, it was the same for games about Andorra. Nothing Andorra specific. So Andorra is part of the Iberian region, sort of Spain, Portugal, that sort of chunk. Would you believe? Well, there was an Iberian War, but that's not really featured. There's only two sort of... There's Pandemic, has a Pandemic Iberia, where you're doing pandemic-y stuff that just focuses on that specific area. Do you remember Pandemic started doing sort of like focus zones? So there was a North America one, there was an Iberia-specific one, there was a Netherlands-specific one. So, you know, Pandemic, you can focus specifically on the Iberian region, but it's not Andorra-specific. And then there's another one called Iberian Rails, which is building tracks, kind of like Ticket to Ride, I guess, building trains and managing trains in that area. But again, nothing Andorra specific. It's just happening in the region that Andorra conveniently is a part of. But yeah,
I was going to say,
yes,
isn't there a game called Andorra? But I'm thinking of the Legends of Andor, which could technically be an Andorra set.
Yes, it's not actually Andorra though, is it? It's a fantasy.
If you had to place a game to every country, you'd match Legends of Andor with Andorra.
Okay, that's an interesting notion. Where, okay, let's... Right, where would you put, I'm just looking at the shelves, Captain Sonar? What country would that go in?
Captain Sonar? Hang on, is that the space one? No, that's the water one. That's the submarine one. Oh, well, whichever's got the nearest ocean, like, around it.
Right, okay.
Like Russia or something.
There we go. Well, yes. I did, however, for the first time, find sort of a well-known designer who comes from Andorra. That is Gerard Asensi, who I've never heard of him, but I have heard. He's done three main games. His first one is a Charles Darwin game on the Origin of Species. So there you go. Second one is called 1998 ISS, which is about the forming of the International Space Station.
Wow.
And that seems a bit like Apollo that we just played. So the round is divided into two, and so Earth takes some actions, and then you take some actions on the spaceship and sort of try and develop the space station. That sounds pretty cool. And the third main game that he's done is Lacrimosa, which I thought, because I've heard the game, I've heard the name, I thought, ooh, that must be something interesting. And I'm not saying that it's not interesting, but it's not what I thought. It's about Mozart. So Mozart has died and you've got to sort of like get his works out there. You've got to continue his legacy kind of thing.
Oh my God, they all sound brilliant. So, but they're not made from Andor. You can't technically say these are games from Andor.
No.
I mean, not Andor, sorry, Andorra.
The designer is Andorran, although he lives in London currently.
Ah, so they can't... Andorra.
Yes. Right. So there you go. I mean, Lacrimosa is on Tabletopia, but it looks huge. And
what was the Darwin one called?
On the Origin of Species.
I'm gonna look that up.
Fair enough.
I bet they all do sound like those complicated, like, takes hours and hours.
Yeah, they're all around, like, 60 to 90 minutes kind of jobbies.
Well, he sounds a very intelligent person, these big concepts.
Yeah, they're not like dum-dum games, are they? It's not like, I don't know, Cabbage Match.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, nice God, yeah, oh, it does look, yeah, this Origin of the Species does look very technical. Oh, it's a great board, though. You've got the all the islands and then cards with all the birds and the animals and stuff, the Galapagos Islands. Yeah, it looks very good. Very sort of, not educational, but yeah, serious.
Yes. But yeah, well, there you go. That's all I can really say about Andorra.
Well, no, I'm pleased you found those games from Andorra, because that means something creative has come out of Andorra, even if it's just those games.
Yeah, Andorra's not a complete write-off.
No, I'm glad there is something. There's some glimmer of hope there.
Yes. So there you go. Well, yeah.
Well, can you put, like, hashtag whatever his name is when you put this out? Because he might be visiting, and I keep wanting to say Andorra, and then he might listen from there, and we'll get the listen from that country.
Absolutely. But like, oi, Gerard, just pop home, see your nan or whatever, and give us a listen. Yeah. But there you go. Well, that's, I think our country mate episodes are getting shorter and shorter. But it's all right. It's just the alphabet. It's not our fault. It's just the alphabet.
And also, we are only doing the ones that haven't listened as well.
This is
which
true.
Are the ones that most likely not to have any gaming interest at all.
I know. If we picked, I don't know, America, we'd have tons to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So this is, it's the more unusual countries that have no creativeness in them.
Well, I know we're trying to, like, lure these listeners in, but I can't help feeling like we're basically just being really offensive.
Okay, maybe at the end we should, like, now we should say if you are from this country and you have a traditional game or something that you play or you isn't, you know, played elsewhere, or a board game that you know has been made in your country, please let us know.
Yeah, I feel like we should, that meme, you know, where you've got the dude sitting at the you know, it's like, Andorra has no board games, change my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, there okay. We go. That's it for Andorra. I've been Phil.
I've been Mark.
And remember, non relinquim in arca a periculo. You can find us on Facebook at Organized Fun Pod. You can find us on X at Fun Organized. And hopefully, you can find us in Andorra. And join us next time for Angola. How exciting! Thanks for listening. Bye, Ludophiles.
Bye.
We'd like to thank you for flying with us today.